Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Flip door. Hey, back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio, and
my bad.
A cast of thousands.
I was talking to AJ, we're rapping a taste, and I didn't have my headphones on. I didn't see you yell hot, and I'm all, close the door! My bad.
Wasn't your first time, probably won't be your last.
But would it be my last this hour?
Redneck Radio with Barry Laminack. Close the door! North!
No, if it was Redneck Radio, I'd be like, don't slam the screen door. That's usually Redneck Radio. You shook the whole trailer.
We don't deserve to be 48th.
You know, I didn't even bring that up and still bombed.
Really?
Not, yeah. I totally forgot to mention that Louisiana was 48th in the nation in education.
Don't forget about mentioning it on the air here.
I mean, facts are facts. What was, let's see. Let's go. Let's see. Where do you think Texas was?
Middle of the pack. I'll say 20.
How old is this? I don't know where this is.
I was going to say 15, but I'll go 20.
Let's see if this is accurate, because it does have Louisiana at 48th. What'd you say?
I was going to say 15, then I said 20.
Oh, so you say 20.
Yeah.
What do you say, Nick?
I'll probably say same
I hear
thing.
You Googling over there. 20?
Yeah, 20. Some
34th. We're dumbasses.
Wow.
We are 34th in the country in education as a state. Texas is. We're barely ahead of Tennessee.
Thanks, Lone Star.
How?
Wait a minute. You want to talk about your alma mater?
Hey, don't we're doing fantastic. Yeah.
You got other people taking your test. That's why you moved up.
We're a institution, sir.
You got other people taking your test.
There's the University of Houston downtown, the University of Houston cheaters. There's the what?
Listen. Huh? How are 75% of these football players making it to the NFL? You're telling me they passed their chemistry test?
Yes.
You're lying.
Yes.
They're dumb as hell.
Well, maybe at UH.
No, not just at UH, bro.
First, you got the soccer coach torturing everybody.
Yeah.
Getting them close to death.
Sweet. Great job.
Now you got Cougars taking 200. I mean, first of all, put your price tag a little higher. Write two, like, freaking term papers.
Dude, it's just the cost of living
players,
low.
$200.
Cost of living's low. Everything's cheap here. You're not going to get thousands of dollars out of anybody.
Must not have used
it's the U of H. If they can afford it.
Must not have used the Cliffs notes.
Yes, exactly.
So you got that. And then the volleyball team's involved, too. So, Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay. So a tutor accepted $205 because he wrote a paper for him. Big deal. How many times have you paid somebody to write your paper? 1,000 times, probably. Barry, don't tell me you've written one paper in your entire life.
I wrote all my papers.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you either, Joel.
I did, too, without question.
Where, at Wisconsin Rugby?
Yep.
Please.
Yep.
Please.
How many papers did you pay somebody to write for you?
And probably, honestly.
Yeah. Truth be told.
Probably 4 or 5.
Really?
Between high school and my college career?
That's legit.
I wrote
legit.
Every one of mine.
Are you kidding me?
I
swear
did
to God.
I
don't
did
even
too.
Sit here and act I like you guys
did.
Are not. No. These people are not like writing their, they're writing their own papers. A lot of these students are cheating their asses
you're
off.
You're just trying to cover for your,
yeah.
your just university to make it okay. that has continued
don't,
to
don't
screw
don't badmouth the Cougs.
You're just trying to make it okay
go back
to
Lone
be cheaters.
Star, okay?
So now you got a torturous soccer coach. You've got a tutor that's on the take. And you
a
got
a dumb broke tutor.
Yeah, and you got
seriously.
And you got a volleyball situation where the volleyball team needed help too.
And she okay. was a coach for probably I think 7 or 8 years there.
Yeah, and she was they were worried that she was going to
no,
retaliate
she was over, she
after
was,
she was like really punishing them on
she
workouts.
Was
and
yeah,
things.
She was scheduling, she was making them attend workouts and activities saying they were required when they really weren't, and that's why she got in trouble. Yeah. It had nothing to do with cheating in that regard, but the tutor was definitely cheating because he got paid, I think, a little over $200 to write papers. So he was probably getting like $5 a paper, that idiot.
If there was a tutor that was willing to take $200 to write my paper, I would tell him no thank you because you're too dumb to ask for more money.
Yeah.
You probably can't write a good paper.
It's even worse than that because it's over the course of several. That was not for one paper. So,
what?
Yeah,
that wasn't per paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh God!
The whole thing.
Where did this tutor go?
Can you imagine?
Was that where he got his associates and then transferred to UH? Yeah.
Well, can you imagine about what the chick from Full House would be paying for these papers?
Right,
Lori Loughlin or whatever.
Yeah.
She'd be paying $50,000.
That's crazy talk.
Now watch. Then the tutor writes the paper and they get a C.
I said I'd write the paper.
I didn't say how good it was going
to
be.
Yeah, we want to make it look real. Yeah. Okay, so state rank number one. Do you want to guess who number one is?
I'm going to go Massachusetts.
You looked at the list.
I did not. I have never looked at the list.
You are
such a liar. Barry, I have never looked at the list.
No one would have guessed Massachusetts. You'd go Utah.
You'd go Harvard, Connecticut. MIT. Are you kidding me?
Such a cheater.
Okay.
I don't know.
Every time I get something right or close to it, I'm a cheater.
I give you credit when it's sports, but there's no way any of us would have guessed.
So I'm a dumbass in the rest of the world, but it'd give me credit during sports.
Totally.
So I got number one.
Yes. All right. Who's number two?
Well, it ain't Florida because they're just dumb all over the place. I would say Maine.
No, see? That's why you cheated.
I did not.
Number two in terms of
education?
Smartest?
New Jersey.
Really?
What? Yeah. That's how smart they are.
That's why, because they listen to Bruce Springsteen.
And you could crack your little joke. Florida was third.
Were they really?
I don't get that at all.
What was Wisconsin?
See, so you talk about this was the ranking, the quality of schools, right? Massachusetts is top for education, followed by New Jersey. Higher education, Florida ranked number one. They ranked 27th in pre-K through 12. And then higher education, they were number one.
How is higher education number one when you've got MIT and Harvard?
Massachusetts was 27th in higher education.
Yeah, but I think that's all they have is MIT. What else is in
Boston College?
Yeah, you got Boston College, Harvard.
Yeah, but Boston College is regarded as a good school, not like one of the best schools in the country.
You don't think Harvard and MIT are regarded as good schools?
Yeah, but Florida, what are you...
Great schools.
Who's going? What school are you going to for an outstanding education in Florida?
FSU is a terrible institution?
I mean, it's not terrible, but you don't... It's not like... Even in the South, you'd be like, oh, we go to Vanderbilt.
I think Florida educationally is a pretty good school.
Like the Florida Gators, like University of Florida?
Yeah, for like certain
aspects. Like if you look at the SEC, you're like, oh, well, Vanderbilt, obviously really good education. Sure. You look, you know, you're like, oh, okay, Cal in the Pac-12, that's going to be a really good education. Duke is going to be a really good education.
Stanford. Way up there.
Not Florida.
Rice.
No, you're kind of right.
Rice.
Exactly. You're probably right. Because when you look at a lot, I don't really regard these as high academic institutions. Florida, Rollins College, Miami. Stetson University, Florida State, and the University of Tampa, which I never even knew were considered. I mean, like Tampa. I mean, I didn't know that was considered a good school, but maybe it is a good institution. I don't know.
You want to know who's dead last? Alabama, 50th in education in the country.
Really?
47th in higher education and 49th in pre-K through 12.
I don't think that's shocking.
No.
Where's Arkansas and Mississippi?
Who's surprised that Alabama is the dumbest state in the country?
Joel.
Nobody.
Joel?
No.
Why me?
I thought you sounded surprised.
Well, I thought Arkansas and Mississippi were
Arkansas
right there.
Was 42nd.
Okay.
Louisiana, 48th. Mississippi, 46th.
Okay. There you
go. It's a lot of the South. Maybe not. Maybe the South won't rise again because they're too stupid. It's all, boy, the bottom, the back end of this is loaded with the South. Just in fact, 41 through 50, you got Rhode Island is 41, but you got Arkansas is 42, South Carolina 43, West Virginia 44, Mississippi 46, Louisiana 48, and Alabama 50. A lot of dumbasses in the South.
Where's Scotty?
Wisconsin. Where the hell are they? They're not, can't be that high. 14.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. 11th in higher education, 16th.
Both of you. It's not just sports. Get off my ass.
16th in pre-K through 12.
Wisconsin rugby is 14 in the entire
damn
country?
Right.
That is BS.
Yeah. The 11th higher, 11 in higher education.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Smart people. That's not how. Really. Smart people. That's
barely,
how.
apparently big people are smart.
They're book smart because of all the snow. They're just forced to stay, inside and study all day.
Eat and read books. That's it. Just that's it.
Don't sell yourself short. You get grades in cooking classes too. So yeah. So
you don't culinary think it's just, schools? Yeah.
Who do you think creates the recipes for lean cuisine?
They're farming schools.
They may not eat them, but they're smart enough to create the recipes.
Ain't nobody in Wisconsin making lean cuisine.
Oh, yeah,
recipes.
They are.
So they're making Hungry Man recipes.
They get enough money so they can go to the pizza and get some pizza.
They're making Hungry Man recipes. There ain't no healthy lean cuisine recipes.
Still sells.
That's true.
Just the way it goes. Oh, poor Rico Supreme, too. Remember when Rico was just so desperate to get to the listener party? He said at one point where he said he was going to scale the building and try to get in. Yeah, because he couldn't get in. Yes. He couldn't win anything.
I do remember that.
Now he goes on saying how his schedule opened up. He was going to be able to go. Now he goes with this sob story on Twitter that he can't go. Well, there you go, Rico. Now you're back at the end of the list. It's not our fault. We don't want to hear you whining anymore.
Worst suspect ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How are you going to not come to any of this?
I don't know. Worst ever.
Terrible.
There's a couple on your list.
Worst suspect ever. You don't come to any of these, you're a bad suspect. Lame! Thank you.
You've been put on notice then, yes. Rico. By more than just me. Together. Barry took it to another level.
Get your shoots together. Huh? Did that scare you, Nick?
You actually didn't.
No?
No, not damn this time. I was actually cool about
hey,
it.
Hey, but I do thank you for not playing any of those three crappy...
Yeah, the first 2 hours, I felt like that was enough for Bruce and Billy Joel.
Yes, would totally agree. First segment was enough.
It taught me a lot.
Oh, good.
I like two songs.
That I was right?
You have taught
Bruce... And two
U
songs that I like from Billy Joel.
Lot, so you might as well go to
me
music.
A bunch.
So I was kind of right that they're way overrated, all three of those groups.
Because honestly, like Uptown Girl, like, and one other song is the only two that I really, Piano Man, the only two that I really recognize
and
from.
They're kind of lame.
My Life, Big Shot, Stop It.
Big Weeds. Shot, when Sigmund mentioned it and I played it, I was like, okay, I recognize this song.
We Start the Fire.
I played that, but I did not recognize the song, honestly.
Really?
I didn't,
Oh,
no.
Really?
You don't get out much. All right.
No, I wasn't alive, sir. I wasn't
well,
around.
That's your fault. Or your parents' fault. Okay, so final hour of the show rolls on. 3:30, Sarah Barshop. So we'll talk a little Texans. So we've got to make sure that we get that in as we get ready for the Saturday matchup between the Texans and the Buccaneers. And, of course, in between, we'll get you in here as well. HRP listener line 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I give our man P. Randizzle some credit. Okay. He gives us a lot of stuff that goes right in the trash can. And he also gives us some good stuff. Well, and he's also one of the loyal suspects that also wants to be an executive producer of the show.
Yes.
But he brings up an interesting point about Billy Joel's song, The Piano Man. If it's called The Piano Man, why is the harmonica guy so loud?
Because it's a dumb song!
It's a very valid question from a very intelligent
listener.
Yes,
that's a great question. And the answer is because the song and the man that wrote it and sings it sucks. And he was like, well, I know I'm the piano man, but I suck at this, so someone play the harmonica. Cover for me. Okay. By the way, I have another cough drop in. So if you hear the clacking, my apologies.
We've heard
I'm sick.
It's on the air. It's over our airwaves, sir.
You going to text him again?
Text who?
Barry?
Yeah, somebody texted me that.
P. Randizzle also said, because you were busting his chops on the shirt, he's down from a 7X to a 2X, but he hasn't lost any weight. So now all we need to know is, are you going to be there
That's
tomorrow
great.
So we can get you the shirt that you've been begging for, I mean, wanting so long? So we'll see what we can do there.
He did send us a story yesterday.
Yes, he did.
That we did not get to.
Which you want to get to desperately.
I do, and I can't find the damn thing now.
I got it for you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pull it up.
I can do that.
a man, a preacher, right?
Yeah, of all people, a preacher.
A preacher on Grindr tried to pay for sex with Arby's gift cards.
True story, though.
This is where we're at. This is what we're doing now. We're going on Grindr. Wrong kind of meat. That's Arby's gift cards is not going to get you sex with a dude, is it? I guess I shouldn't say that like so definitively.
Did you know it was sex with a dude?
It's Grindr. Grindr is a
the app that you always accused me of being on for about 2.5 years. Barry, when the
did
show
you
started.
Did you delete your profile?
You're still accusing me right now.
No, I'm just asking.
Okay.
You are.
I mean, the answer is no. Did you delete your profile? Yes or no?
That guy was on Grindr.
Yeah. So Grindr is a it's a dating app for dudes to meet other dudes.
Oh. It's Tinder, but it's
for dudes to meet other dudes.
There you go.
So you did it again. You go to him like he's an expert.
Look right at me.
Yes, you did.
Right at me.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just asking.
Well, you're implying it. You're not saying it.
This is public knowledge. He would know this. He's younger than us.
That's not how I met Kenneth Fareed, bro. Just calm down. Right?
It's public knowledge that he's gay, or is it public knowledge
I just assume that a guy his age is on every dating app. Plenty of Fish, Farmers Only, Grindr, Bumble, Tinder. Because I'm hip, Joel.
Plenty of fish? I'm hip and cool.
Yes, I'm hip and cool.
Plenty of Fish. What is that, a fisherman-only website?
No, it's like, you know, when they say, oh, look, don't worry about not having anybody. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
That's the saying. So they have an app called Plenty of Fish. Bumble, Grindr, Tinder, Plenty of Fish. Now you can meet women on Facebook, right? Facebook has a dating app now.
Facebook dating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you keep up?
I know you are so old. I keep up on Facebook, and I know there's Facebook Marketplace. There's Facebook dating.
That's where you get them at. You buy them. You just buy women in the Facebook Marketplace, Joel.
I'll tell you,
go out there and see if you can find one.
So the Missouri church leader tried to pay for his sex on the gay hookup at Grindr with an Arby's gift card.
Yeah.
He used the handle DILF.
Dumbass, I'd like to.
Jeez. What are you doing?
What is DILF? Is that dad I'd like to bleep?
I don't know that they clarify it in the story. They just said he used the handle DILF. He's 57.
Well, we know what MILF is. It's mom. Yeah. So DILF has to be dad or dumbass. I don't know.
Or deacon, since he's leading the church. So it's definitely deacon. A possibility, right?
Deacon, I'd like to freak. Yep. I love it.
There you go.
That is so good.
Barry. It had to be a guy named Barry.
Oh, son of a bitch. I didn't read that part.
Barry Cole Pointer, 57.
No way, that's his name.
Pointer.
Oh, no.
Yep. The Dilfer.
Why couldn't he be named Richard Pointer? That would have been outstanding.
That can't be true. That is not his last name.
Pointer, but P-O-Y, not Pointer.
That is crazy. God, yeah.
That would have been so good.
That is
Richard
so crazy.
Pointer.
So Dilf allegedly tried to bed hot college-age guys by offering to pay for gas, clothes, and roast beef sandwiches.
What? Okay. Now, with...
At least offer In-N-Out or something.
What? In-N-Out? No, you didn't.
That's really good.
Stop
Nate.
That. In-N-Out. That's pretty good.
The elder of the Church of Christ, who's also a professor at nearby Truman State University, busted after a student reported him, and a cop went undercover on the app.
That's
so
why
you
Nick
got
said
the
he
whole
there,
student body
research
or bodies knowing that you were in on all this.
That's nice.
He sent the cop undercover a message that said he allegedly would love to have a sugar daddy relationship.
Mm.
Clothes and Arby's.
See, all right, couple things. And I don't mean this to sound crass if it does. But I don't know, and maybe I'm just out of touch. And listen, maybe this is just an assumption on my part. I don't feel like that there's a lot of dudes that would be on Grindr that eat at Arby's.
I'm telling you, In-N-Out.
Is that...
Because they get...
See, don't do that. We've already made that joke.
We talked about Arby's in like... I think I was the one that got killed for not liking Arby's, right?
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, though, that doesn't seem like...
They have
you know what I mean when I say guys that are on Grindr, That doesn't seem like the kind of restaurant that they would go to. California Pizza Kitchen or
sushi,
Chick-fil-A. Well, no, that would be sushi. Sushi.
Wow,
but true, right?
Yeah,
that A&W hot dog.
Okay,
no, see that now. You went too far.
I'm just saying, like that Arby's. That doesn't seem like they would go there. That wouldn't be enticing.
It'd be a turn on when you get the guy that go, "We have the meats."
I doubt that.
If any of you are on Grindr, tweet at Barry is funny. Let him know.
He allegedly sent the officer a message saying,
"Not the producer, Nick. I promise it's not me."
Sent the officer undercover a message saying he'd love to have a sugar daddy relationship, offered to fill up his gas tank in exchange for sexual favors on December the 3rd, and if he was willing, he might throw in an Arby's gift card.
Might. Like, that's the kicker. Like, oh, well, now I got to do it.
Like, you got to do it, but if you do it well, I'll give you some Arby's.
I will say this. Don't sleep on their sliders. They're legit. Arby's sliders are the bomb.
I love sliders, so I might try that.
No, do it. Do it. I promise you, you will love Arby's sliders.
By the way, this story sounds very much like that Spotlight movie, if you've ever seen it.
Spotlight movie?
I did see Spotlight, the movie. That's the drummer. Isn't Spotlight the drummer and the music coach that's really tough on him?
No, it's the priests in Boston that were molesting little boys.
Oh, yeah, right. What was the one with the guy from Farmers Insurance commercials? He was the music teacher that was super, super tough on the kid that played the drums or whatever that was up for all the awards?
I don't know. I don't recall that one. But, yeah. But this story very much sounds like that. The movie is kind of disgusting, but it's a really good movie.
So wait a minute. When Dilf was pulled over a few blocks away, he told police he was not doing anything with a minor and was only trying to help by offering gifts to men on the app.
No. First of all, you're not on Grindr because you're trying to do the Lord's work, okay? You're not on Grindr doing the Lord's work. I'm sorry, Dilf, but that's not how that works. Second of all, you sent messages saying you wanted a sugar daddy. Now, so we've already addressed the question.
Not one when he wanted to be the one.
Right, but I'm saying, so part one of my curiosity is what dude on Grindr would be eating at Arby's? And stop texting the "we have the meats" jokes. We did it. It's over. Stop it. It's not. It wasn't even that funny when we did it the first two times. Now, the second thing is, what kind of broke-ass sugar daddy are you that all you have to offer is Arby's? You're the worst sugar daddy ever.
If you're throwing it all out there, you might as well just start skimming off the top at the church, right?
Exactly. You got all those church funds and all you have to offer some dude is Arby's gift cards? Man.
Since being arrested.
You're the worst sugar daddy ever. You're like Sweet and Low daddy. You're not a good sugar daddy. That's terrible.
That's not his main squeeze. He's got a few. It's like players. Like, they got the main squeeze, but
right?
the side piece is going to sit in the nosebleeds. She ain't getting floor seats. She's going to be all up in the nosebleeds. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's a fact.
Seen it happen. Truman State University has since suspended him, but it wasn't immediately clear if he was still in his leadership role at the Church of Christ, which has made homophobic comments in the past.
Oh, really?
See, hypocrites.
Yeah.
Kill him during the week and then get caught at the gay bar on Friday.
It always works out that way, right?
Yeah.
It's always the ones that protest the loudest that are sliding their foot up under the stall door.
With that being said, we've got a half hour to go in the show. 30 minutes on the clock. We'll be back to wrap things up. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Calls, text, and Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio today, and we will be on the road tomorrow because you're going to be at Klein's Fine Jewelers in the morning.
I am. I'm going to go hang out in the morning with the Christmas party folks and have a good time. I don't know what time I'm going to get there, trying to get there maybe about 9-ish, 9:30, I don't know.
They start pre-7 a.m., then they go on the air, then they take it all the way till Palillo, and then from Palillo through the suspects, through the Blitz, we're going to be at Nick's place.
Okay.
Thank you, 800 people, for telling us that the movie that I was thinking of was Whiplash. Yes. Indeed. Thank you very much.
Demetrius texted once again. If he missed it at the beginning, thank you so much to Demetrius for the gifts. It was very kind of you, and we're all very appreciative of your continued support and generosity. But he said, yes, Nick, Arby's sliders are pretty damn good. If only we could get White Castle to let someone open up a franchise down here.
So
White Castle's legit.
I have only had it once in Indiana, and I thought I didn't think it was like the most amazing thing, but it was really good for me. So I like sliders, though. I'm not picky when it comes down to sliders.
Oh, you'll love Arby's for real, and they have a bunch of different options. Like they have the ham and cheese, they have chicken, they have buffalo chicken, pizza, roast beef, turkey.
You've tried all of them, you know.
Oh yes, sometimes I'll get six of them, and they're big. So, what? Nothing. Why are you...
just listening to you talk about putting big meat in your mouth. That's all I'm doing.
Well, you tried.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to. You did it for me.
Oh, boy.
I do.
You were doing so good. You were on such a roll in the first couple hours. And then...
How about me? Have I been doing good?
No. Unfortunately not.
And then, see what you did?
What did I do?
So you also, with all your Billy Joel hate... You have someone that's passionate about it, David, on Twitter, who continues to try and convince you of his greatness. And then we got into the whole discussion last segment about if he's the piano man, what's with the harmonica? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're just playing around because the one song Piano Man starts with a harmonica. No, David had an explanation for that. He plays the harmonica while playing the piano. It's on a rig around his neck. It's like having a two-man
band. Is he tagging me on this?
No.
Oh, good.
See, at least you won that war.
Yeah. Because I don't care, David. I'm going to. I would mute you and block you if I. Yeah, don't see why.
Because you need to you need to be wallowing in this too.
All right, you're a jerk.
You're welcome.
He probably doesn't even follow me. Oh, he does. Oh yeah, I think I have this dude blocked or muted. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. At least you didn't tell him. Oh wait, you just did. Okay. All right, so. Doubleheader basketball tonight. We talked about in the NBA. We've got Texans on Saturday, but we've got good NFL games because really it's going to be tough to get in even the NFL conversation for the weekend because of everything going on tomorrow. But we've got Sarah Barshop should be joining us momentarily to talk about the Texans and the Buccaneers. And then, of course, we've got games all over the place. We've got Cowboys and Eagles. They've come out and said Dak is not going to practice all week.
That's a little worrisome if you're a Cowboy.
But then they came back and said, but they do expect him to play.
That's a close game, too. 1.5 points is the point spread.
Which normally would be 3 for the Eagles at home.
Yeah.
So a lot to be, you know, looked at with that.
Cowboys
game.
Favored by 1.5 with Dak being injured.
Boy, I don't know about that. Yeah. Then you've got Monday night's game is Packers Vikings. Dalvin Cook looks like he will not play. They said their plan is to hold him out for the remaining 2 games with hopes that he will be really healthy come playoff time. So. Okay. That's a big deal as well. But the game that you guys are all concerned about is the fact that with a win, the Texans can wrap up the division in the AFC South. So therefore, doing us a favor, coming in a day early, Sarah Barshop joins us right now. Texans beat writer for ESPN. You can follow all of her columns on ESPN.com. And, of course, catch her here once a week with us as we continue to talk about the big game. And Jameis Winston, who has been on quite a roll. Sarah, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, especially joining us a day early. One of the questions that we have for you because of the fact that we had discussed it at length in this show is, did the Texans put in a claim, obviously not, for either Janoris Jenkins or Terrell Suggs? And if not, why? Did anybody get to Bill O'Brien this week?
You know, I think it's just that at some point, they've made a lot of change on this defense. And they like the team the way it is. I mean, I'm not saying they're perfect, and of course there's room for improvement, but they've had so many moving parts that at some point you just have to find some consistency. And look, if a great player was available and it made sense, but I think with Suggs, he said he had specific teams he wanted to go to, so I don't even know. Maybe they knew that. But I just think in general, this is the team they have, and other than perhaps J.J. Watt coming back, that this is probably the defense they're going to have.
And we keep hearing that, Sarah. We keep hearing that they're optimistic. What is it really? Tell the folks out there, are they going to see J.J. Watt in the playoffs?
I mean, I guess if they make the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game,
so no.
You know, we could see him. So I, from what I've heard and what I've been told, is that he's made really good progress. They didn't even think that this would be a possibility when he got hurt. But he's made so much progress in his rehab that there is a chance. You know, Bill O'Brien didn't shoot it down on Monday when he was asked about it in the press conference, which to me is very telling. So I think there's a chance, but I wouldn't say that if they are in the first round of the playoffs, if they clinch this weekend and they host a team, that J.J. Watt's going to be suited up and has still to practice.
Well, true, but the other thing you got to worry about is there long-term ramifications if he comes back too soon and then gets hurt again, because would it jeopardize him going forward?
Right. I mean, this team, if they make the playoffs, will have gotten to the playoffs and figured something out without him. He's very good, and I'm sure any defensive coordinator would love to plug J.J. Watt in, especially, you know, obviously in a scheme he's very familiar with, he's been here for a while, but I think that it would be short-sighted to bring him in if there was any chance he could injure it further and delay any progress of getting back on the field to start next season.
In looking at everything that this team's been able to do, and looking at where you saw this team at the start of the year, and obviously a lot of people, including us, get critical from time to time with the slip-ups, the losses in games they should have won, or with position groups. But overall, to this point in the season, would you not say that it's been a pretty good success in terms of the way the offensive line stepped up after how critical everybody was coming into the season? The way some of Bill O'Brien, obviously he paid a lot, but some of the moves for this year that he made, the way they came through for him, including Tunsil and Kenny Stills, that there's a lot that you can say that you didn't see coming, and you, because you covered the team on a daily basis, that we didn't see coming at the start of the year, that you can look back now and say those were pretty good success stories.
I mean, to me, Carlos Hyde is the one that It looks great. I mean, that trade looks like maybe one of the better trades in the NFL this year. Without him, I mean, who knows what this offense would look like? Who knows how well Deshaun's playing if he doesn't have a running game, as he hasn't really in the past? So I think, to me, that's a big one. The offensive line, you know, I said before the season, could they be better? Well, I would assume they're going to be better because it was a low bar last year, but I actually do think they've done a good job, and we especially seen it in the running game, which hasn't been consistent, but it has been a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah, what is the deal with Laremy Tunsil and the penalties? Have you talked to him about that? Is there plans to try to clean that up? I know he thinks there's some conspiracy against him from the NFL, but what are they doing to address that?
You know, every time I've heard him being asked about it, he just says, fix it. We've just got to fix it. He's not offered specifics. I think last game was a good step. You know, after he was called three times against the Broncos, I think he had one flag, but it wasn't for a false start. So we'll see if he can do that consistently, if he can do it again this week. But he wouldn't get into specifics, but I'm guessing there's just something, either he's trying to go a little early or they just don't like what he's doing, because the official said, you're just going early. That's why we're calling it. So he says he has a target on his back, but I do think the last game was at least a positive sign that maybe he has figured it out.
We talk a lot about the receiving group on this team and the fact that on this show we said when healthy, those three receivers and that receiving core have to be up there in terms of some of the best units in football. But Will Fuller continues to be that wild card, that question mark. And, of course, even last week it was right up until game time where people were playing the guessing game of he was going to play, how much was he going to play. Going down the stretch now, and, of course, with this team, assuming that they do make a playoff run, how healthy is Will Fuller going to be from this point forward?
He's healthy, you know, given where we are in the season. But I think that with the hamstring, with any player, not just him, you have to worry about re-aggravating it, right? You can't – I've talked to some players about this, and they say you can't play scared. And you can't play as if, like, oh, I'm worried about hurting myself again, because then you will get hurt. But I think that's why he's been limited in practice. That's why he's been questionable on the injury report. Is because they know that they don't want him to get hurt again in practice. You know, they want him to make it to the game. So he's a big difference maker for this offense. But I think you always worry it's just one piece away from, well, Will Fuller can't play in a game.
So they got the game this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you expect from them? What are the, some of the keys? Because this is a team that I don't think a lot of people can figure out. They're 7-7. They look great some weeks. I mean, they go as Jameis Winston goes. And some weeks he looks unbeatable, and some weeks he looks awful. What do you make of this team, and what are the keys for the Texans to pull out this victory?
I think we'll see a shootout. If you look at these two secondaries, you look at the two quarterbacks, especially the way, like you said, Winston's been playing. I don't know if a quarterback has had two good weeks as well as he played the last 2 weeks. So I think it'll be a key for the Texans, though, is getting off to a fast start. I was looking this up today. They have 3 points all season on the opening possession, which is the worst in the NFL and by far. And also, I saw the stat that, like, in the last 10 years through 14 games, that's tied for the worst or the worst. So they need to get off to a fast start. Not just important this game, but when you're going to play in a playoff game against, you're playing a good team every week, you can't get down 7-0 quickly or 14-0 like they did against the Broncos. Because for as talented as this team is, they may not be able to recover. So I think that'll be key. And then taking care, protecting the football, and then making Jameis make mistakes. We've seen he's thrown a lot of interceptions this year. Thrown them on the opening possession or his first pass. So I think they need to take care of that. And then if they can protect the football, I think they'll play well enough to win.
Sarah, just getting back to that Tennessee game last week, too. Obviously, the Texans won, but there were mistakes on both sides of the ball. Has there been discussions about what the Texans need to clean up? Because the two interceptions from Deshaun could have been critical, and that's something that they've got to clean up. What is the focus going away from, obviously, they got the win, but trying to clean up a lot of the mistakes before it gets too late as they get into these the late season games and then the playoffs?
I think it's just being consistent, because we see them – And the slow start, too, because they didn't take advantage of opportunities they had. They were up 14-0. They had that chance before halftime, couldn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, we're late in the game, and it's tied. And, you kind of felt watching the game like, all right, the Texans have got this. And then there was that penalty on Brennan Scarlett. They tie it. And I just think against really good teams, you can't make mistakes like that. Like you said, you've got to clean it up. I think part of it earlier in the season, I would have said it was the penalties, but I do think they've done a good job for the most part taking care of that. But I think Bill always says you got to play mistake-free football against good teams, because they'll make you pay.
All right, so give us your rundown. What's the score going to be? How's it going to go on Saturday?
I think I picked the Texans to win the 31. It was close, like by 3.
31-28?
Yeah.
There you go.
And I think Deshaun Watson will put on a show. I saw the stat that if he has 4 more touchdown passes, he'll set the franchise record for a single season. So I think we could see a big game from him, and he might have that record before he even goes into the Week 17 game against the Titans.
Wow, there you go, Sarah. We always appreciate it, especially this week, a day early. Enjoy your trip, and we'll look forward to seeing your coverage on ESPN.com.
Great talk to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. There you go. Sarah Barshop, as you can follow her on Twitter, and you can also follow her as she's the beat writer for your Houston Texans.
Hey, guys, you ready to heat things up this holiday season? Oh, I have got the thing for you. The Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram is the play. It's a win-win for both of you, actually. Your significant other, she's going to get a great Hoodie Footy that's going to be warm and cozy and keep her warm. And, it might heat things up for you. Now, I will say this. I will warn you. I ordered Nora the Varsity Hoodie Footy. And we got it in last night, and she tried it on, and it was awesome. She loves it. But this whole, she can't be hot if it's not, she fell right asleep. Like, it was like, that's it, night-night. But that tells you how awesome these things are. You got to get your wife one. It's a great Christmas present. It's a great holiday present. She's going to love it, and she's going to love you for doing it. So go check them out right now. They've got a ton of options for you to choose from. All you got to do is go log on to pajamagram.com. They've got some for you, some for her, some for the kids. They've even got stuff for the dogs and cats. They've got a ton of options for you. The Hoodie Footy is kind of their world famous thing. It's been around. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary with it. And if you get it ordered in time, free gift packaging. and 100% lifetime guarantee. And they're going to deliver it to you by Christmas. But don't wait. Don't delay. I don't want you to miss out because you know there's a cutoff point where you're not going to get it in time for Christmas. So do yourself a favor right now. Go log on to pajamagram.com. And when you do, since they're celebrating that decade of the Hoodie Footy, the world famous Hoodie Footy, put in promo code SAVE10. You're going to save 10 bucks when you buy an adult sized Hoodie Footy. How awesome is that? Pajamagram.com. Use that promo code SAVE10. And when you check out, tell them Barry sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this Thursday in the big city. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Fred, Aaron, AJ, they'll be along to entertain you for 3 hours of talk of serial killers, space movies. And
was that what they did all day?
Yeah, I heard them apologizing in the last segment of the show.
Hey, look.
Saw AJ in the hallway. He's like, yeah, there just wasn't any sports to talk about.
It's not a busy, it's that time of year where no Thursday shows, well, basketball is sparse. Okay. Yeah, you know, you're in between bowl games and college football, so I get it.
Rockets Raptors tonight, Nick, and we were talking about that. Rockets Clippers tonight, and the Raptors won the title last year, and with that, Kawhi Leonard got himself a championship ring. Now, Kawhi is a lot of things, and a lot of people consider him to be
weird,
one of the best players in the game, But that, evidently, yeah, his memory ain't that good, because in his championship ring, he gave himself a little reminder on the inside. So people asked, what's inside your ring, Kawhi?
I have a logo in there, and it's on my middle finger. So it reminds me to put it on my middle finger. So I have a like a FU symbol on there.
So essentially he has the, middle finger emoji. That's in his weird championship ring.
That is weird.
You just to remember what finger to put it on?
See, that doesn't make any sense. How he must be trolling. How do you not know what finger you put your ring on?
Hey, Kawhi, remember what you did to the city of Toronto after you won the title? That should remind you how to put which ring finger to put it on, too.
Good point. Just put a Raptors logo in there. You'll remember.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And I'm sure there's a Raptors logo on the outside of it. Yeah. I hate to say this, but I bet you there's a Drake logo on it somewhere, too.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't surprise me. I haven't seen the version of the ring yet completely, but I wouldn't doubt that there is a Drake logo somewhere on the ring.
That's probably true.
Which is awful. Yeah. But okay, so we got big games tonight.
I was going to say,
how do you see it's going down tonight? Rockets Clippers.
I think it's a tough one on the road for the Rockets. Somebody had asked us, they were betting on the game. 235 was the over under, and they wanted to know what to take. And I tell you what, it's a tale of two games, because one of the meetings they had like 120, and then combined, I think it was like 112.98 or something like that. I don't remember. And then another meeting they scored 240 combined. Yeah. So your guess is as good as mine on that. I think this is probably about a 120-118 game. So for me, I would take the over.
You and I said the same thing. I thought it would be over. You were looking back at some of the previous matchups already this year, but in one of them, Paul George didn't play.
Yep.
Regardless,
that was the low scoring game, I believe.
I believe it'll be over. I believe on national TV, both teams are going to look to show out. And there's going to be a lot of points scored. The key is going to be, can James Harden not just be effective? He's got to get a lot of points, because right now, the way this team's been going, if James gets 40 plus, they're going to win. If James doesn't, they're not. And so, you know, he's going to get a steady dose of one or the other, if not both, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Both those guys good enough in their own right to be individual on-ball defenders. But if they want to, and at certain key times, they are going to double him, take the ball out of his hands, and say, we dare anybody else to beat us.
And now every team in the NBA should be doing that.
They really should.
Yeah.
And Westbrook's coming home. Westbrook's an LA kid. So you know that he's going to want to show everybody too, hey, look, I know it's been James's show, but I am here too.
Yep.
So I would expect him to be aggressive tonight. But I look forward to watching both games. I can't normally say that this early in the season in the NBA, but these are two good matchups, and they're going to tell you a lot.
Who you got in that Bucks-Lakers game?
I think at home...
Your heart says Bucks.
Yeah, and I think at home, Milwaukee will find a way to win the game.
I think LeBron... And Anthony Davis and the Lakers know that this is a statement game. It's a statement game for both teams, but you just wonder, like we talked about earlier in the show, doesn't have the other stars around him, and you know LeBron and AD are like, hey, let's go make a statement, and Giannis is looking around going, well, I need these guys to step up more. So it's kind of almost you feel like a 2-on-1 type
now,
of
Davis
scenario.
Is gonna play. They think he's going to play
ankle. Okay.
He sat out their last game in Indiana.
Well, if he doesn't play, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a statement game for the Lakers to put the rest of the league on notice. And it's LeBron James, best player on the planet type of scenario, with AD, one of the best players on the planet. I think they try to come out and I feel like they'd win.
Don't sleep on the other thing. The game within the game is the MVP.
Yeah.
Because everybody keeps talking about these two guys. So you know it's going to be... these two guys going at each other, trying to match shot for shot.
This surprises me. I pulled up the GameCast with the matchup predictor. 71% for Milwaukee.
At home in a regular season game.
They're favored by 4. Spread is the Bucks minus 4, and they're a minus 170. Lakers are a plus 150, so that's not terrible. But, yeah, 71% chance that they win the game.
At home, I see Milwaukee winning.
I think that's way
tonight.
Too high.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
If Anthony Davis doesn't play, I would agree. But that is
and that's
got
to be factored in as well. So I think Milwaukee will win tonight at home. I think the Clippers beat the Rockets by 5.
Okay. And you better watch that Lakers-Bucks game because you're not going to get it again until March. They play again March 6th.
Yeah, that's the East-West thing, so that's only 2 times a year. So there you go with that. Nick, what do you got? You got any inclinations on what might happen tonight?
He's not listening.
Thanks for listening.
He's busy. He's got things to do, Joseph. We're winding it down. He's a busy man.
So before we get to anything else, we do want to give you one final reminder. We're going to be Klein's Fine Jewelry in the morning with the bench kicking it off on our Christmas Day. So you guys can head out there and check out all the jocularity. And then it will ensue at Nick's Place starting at 11 with Palillo. Go through our show in the Blitz. We'll be out there with tons of prizes to give away, lots of contests to participate in, and just a whole fun time as we say thank you to you, the listeners, that make us who we are around here on this station. So we're going to have some fun with that. And also, we're going to have some fun. The good people of Fitz Roofing were in the house today, and we appreciate them a great deal for sponsoring us, the station, and all that they do here at ESPN 97.5. If you have any kind of roofing issues, they're the people you got to call because they eliminate the opportunities for deposit thieves, sketchy roofers, and people that are just trying to get your cash to get involved in whatever you need done around your house. So whether it's a roof replacement or you're just trying to fix a leak, it's just Fitz Roofing. Check them out, FITZRoofing.com, or better yet, call them 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You call, you can set up a free no obligation inspection today. They'll come out, tell you what they can do for you, and then they'll go away. You want them to come back, just reach back out. They'll be there and they'll do fantastic work. They got the ratings to prove it. A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They are just fantastic people doing great work, and they use the best certainty, the shingles in the business, CertainTeed shingles. They're going to take care of you. Quite honestly, their base warranties are longer and better than the average roofer, and they're going to make sure that you're happy. That's the way they do business. Check them out because they're going to take care of you. Again, FitzRoofing.com or 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time. That'll do it for us. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
And now, want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.